For today our pirate prentice rises from indenture freed. Strong his arm and keen his scent is, he's a pirate now indeed.
Here's good luck to Frederick's ventures, Frederick's out of his indentures.
20 now he's rising, and alone he's fit to fly, which we're bent on signalizing with unusual reverie.
Here's good luck to Frederick's ventures, Frederick's out of his indentures. For a war of violence, sailing, we'll fulfill the pilot cross, and to make us more than merry, let the pilot come to pass.
But many a king on a first-class throne monster qualities round his own, must manage somehow to get home. Or dirty work that ever I do, for I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is for the pirate king, for the pirate.
You have deceived me.
I have deceived you.
Yes, deceived me. You told me you were fair as gold.
And master, am I not so?
And now I see you're plain and old.
I'm sure I'm not a jumpsuit.
Upon my innocence you play.
I'm not the one to blunt
so. Your face is lined, your hair is gray.
It's gradually got so.
This woman to deceive me, I who trusted so.
Master, do not leave me, fear me ere you go.
Faithless woman,
Master,
faithless woman,
Master, do not leave me,
do not deceive me, I will
live.
Faithless woman, do not deceive me, I will live. I dare not show in this alarming costume. No, no, I must remain in close concealment until I can appear in decent clothing.
Oh, the moon.
intended not to intrude myself upon your notice in this effective but alarming costume. But under these peculiar circumstances, it is my bounden duty to inform you that your proceedings will not be unwitnessed.
But who are you that speaks?
I am a pirate.
A pirate?
Ladies, do not shun me. This evening I renounce my vile profession. And to that end, O pure and fearless maidens, O blushing birds of ever-blooming beauty, I soar at heart, implore your kind assistance.
How pitiful his taste, how rare his beauty.
Oh, is there not one maiden breast which does not feel the moral beauty of making worldly interest subordinate to sense of duty? Who would not give up willingly all matrimonial ambition to rescue such an one as I from his unfortunate position, from his position, to rescue such an one as I from his unfortunate position.
Alas, there's not one maiden breast which seems to be the more beauty of making worldly interest of ordinary sense of beauty.
Oh, there not one maiden here whose homely face and bent complexion have caused all hope to disappear of ever winning man's affection? To such an one, if such there be, I swear by heaven such above you, if you will cast your eyes on me, however plain you be, I love you. However plain you be, if you will cut your eyes on me, however plain you be, I love you.
Yeah.
Our senses, men who stick at no fences, will anon be here. Piracy, their dreadful treaties, pray you get you henchmen ladies, while the coast is clear.
Oh, we mustn't lose our senses, if they stick at no fences, we shall not be here. Piracy, their dreadful treaties, nice companions for a lady.
Yes, I am a major general. For he is a major general.
He is for a major general.
And it is a glorious thing to be a major general.
It is for a major general, for a major general.
Very muzzle of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and I quote the fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both as simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lots of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
I know our mythic history, King Arthur's answer Caradox. I answer hard acrostics, I have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote in LAJX all the crimes of Heliogabalus. In conics, I can floor peculiarities for Rabelais. I can tell undoubted ratios from Gerardals and Zophanes. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for. Dinner for, dinner for. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of corrected Gus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalon unraveling, when I can tell at sight a mouse or rifle from a javelin, with such affairs as sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Ooh, strategy. Strategy, better duretergy. I've got it. You'll say a better major general has never set a G.
You'll say a better major general has never set a G. You'll say a better major general has never set a G. You'll say a better major general has never set a G.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventurous, has only dwindled down to the beginning of the century. But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
The very matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
Dismal fate, forgo your cruel employ. Have pity on my lonely state. I am an orphan boy,
an orphan boy,
an orphan boy.
How sad.
Whom you see are all that I can call my own.
Poor fellow.
Take them away from me, and I shall be indeed alone.
Poor fellow.
If pity you can feel, leave me my soul remaining joy. See at your feet they kneel, your heart you cannot steal. Against the sinister tale of the lonely orphan boy.
Poor fellow, see at our feet they kneel, our hearts we cannot steal. Against the sinister tale of the lonely orphan boy.
story, but it doesn't diminish my glory, for they would have taken my daughters over the billowy waters if I hadn't in elegant diction indulged in an innocent fiction, which is not in the same category as telling a regular terrible story.
Although our darker ill sometimes involves the crime of stealing, we've rather think that we're not altogether void of feeling. Although we live by strife, we're always sorry to begin it. For what we ask is life without a touch of poetry in it.
Okay, in this vicinity.